In the heart of the Brazilian rainforest, a revolutionary scientific discovery awaits. Women of the Lacasha tribe bear healthy children well into their 70s. For pharmaceutical giant Vogel, this represents billions in potential profits. For Dr. Annick Swenson, the brilliant, uncompromising researcher who spent decades studying the tribe, it represents something far more complex. When Anders Ekman, sent to check on the company's investment, dies mysteriously in the jungle, pharmacologist Marina Singh reluctantly agrees to follow his trail. What begins as a corporate mission becomes a profound journey into the nature of wonder itself. The journey starts with devastating news. Marina must tell Anders' wife, Karen, that her husband has died from an unspecified fever. Karen collapses at Marina's feet while their three young sons play upstairs, oblivious to how their world has just shattered. In the aftermath, Marina learns the truth. Dr. Swenson, her former mentor from medical school, has maintained radio silence for years while continuing to receive substantial funding. Anders was sent as a corporate ambassador to pressure her into results. Now Marina must face not only the physical dangers of the Amazon, but the ghosts of her own past with Dr. Swenson. As Marina prepares for Brazil, she receives Larium, an anti-malarial with psychological side effects. 3 nights later, she awakens from a childhood nightmare she experienced during visits to India. She realizes her mother had likely given her Larium then too, connecting past trauma to her present journey. The night before departure, Karen shows Marina another letter from Anders that arrived after his reported death. He describes worsening fevers and headaches that made him fear some tiny Amazonian animal is eating a hole through my cerebral cortex. That night, Marina and Mr. Fox, her boss and secret lover, spend their final hours together until a Larium-induced nightmare awakens her screaming. In Manaus, Marina's luggage vanishes, leaving her with only her carry-on. Her driver, Milton, navigates the city's bureaucracy effortlessly. When Marina mentions Dr. Swenson, he shows immediate recognition, a very good customer who prefers the jungle to the modernizing city. Marina settles into waiting, exploring dawn markets, watching boats on the Rio Negro, and leaving notes for Dr. Swenson's gatekeepers, the Bovenders. The Teatro Amazonas rises improbably from the jungle, 36,000 ceramic tiles in Brazilian flag colors crowning an opulent opera house in remote Manaus. Marina, in a borrowed gray silk dress, joins the Bovenders for Orfeo ed Eurydice, the music washing over her like a cleansing wave. During the performance, a commanding voice orders, "Quiet." Dr. Swenson has appeared behind them. After weeks of searching, they finish the opera in silence. Outside, Dr. Swenson dismisses the others and insists on walking with Marina and Easter, a deaf Brazilian boy who seems familiar to the doctor. In a dimly lit restaurant, Dr. Swenson is blunt. "You shouldn't have come." She explains that monitoring doesn't increase productivity, and Mr. Fox's interference is unwelcome. When asked about Anders, she describes an unidentified fever, calling him ingenuous, someone with a singular ability for demonstrating interest, but unsuited for jungle life. Anders had refused to leave until becoming too weak, with Easter present during his final moments, a detail that visibly affects the normally stoic doctor. The journey upriver feels like sliding backward through time. Dr. Swenson shares her philosophy with Marina. The question is whether or not you choose to disturb the world around you, or if you choose to let it go on as if you had never arrived. She speaks reverently of her mentor, Dr. Rep, who had the steadiest hands, but never interfered with tribal matters. Deeper in, Marina watches as everything that wasn't green became green. Easter expertly navigates to a specific tree branch among countless identical ones to moor the boat, then dives into the murky river until Dr. Swenson reassures Marina about his remarkable lung capacity. The Lacashi tribe greets them with burning sticks and enthusiastic cries. After Dr. Swenson leaves, Easter leads Marina to her quarters, a tin box on stilts. In her cot, she finds Anders' personal effects, including a letter requesting help to bring Easter to the United States.
4 days after killing the anaconda that threatened Easter, Marina meets scientists studying special trees. They explain that Lakashi women chew the bark every 5 days, except during pregnancy and menstruation. Dr. Swenson discovered the bark extends fertility and provides malaria resistance. A purple moth feeds on the tree and excretes substances that, combined with the bark, create these effects. Only women who chew it gain protection from malaria. Marina samples the bark, tasting fennel, rosemary, and pepper. She learns the Lakashi took Anders' body for their rituals. She realizes survival in this harsh environment is itself miraculous, making the specifics of his death less important. Upon returning, she finds Easter recovering. Dr. Swenson then summons Marina to help with a Lakashi woman in breech labor. Despite her long surgical hiatus, Marina successfully performs an emergency cesarean, earning the Lakashi's respect. Dr. Swenson reveals she's 26 weeks pregnant at 73, testing the bark's fertility properties on herself. Her research shifted from fertility to anti-malarial properties after discovering the latter, which she's verified through tests on herself, her team, and the Lakashi. When Marina questions her deception of Vogel, Dr. Swenson justifies it as fair exchange, letting the company fund a malaria vaccine that could save 800,000 children while they profit from a fertility drug. Marina begins chewing bark daily, becoming addicted and dreaming of trees. One evening, Marina and Easter spot a boat and signal with burning branches. The Lakashi join, creating a shoreline blaze that attracts Milton, Barbara, and Mr. Fox. Dr. Swenson confronts Fox, reveals her pregnancy, and insists Marina stay to deliver her baby. Later, Dr. Swenson delivers devastating news. Her baby has died, and she has preeclampsia. She admits the fertility drug isn't viable. Postmenopausal pregnancies are dangerous, yet wants Marina to hide this from Mr. Fox while he finances the malaria vaccine.
Sometimes the greatest discoveries are human, not scientific. After performing Dr. Swenson's emergency surgery, Marina learns Easter has been taken by the Homoka tribe. Dr. Swenson admits she kept Easter, claiming she told the tribe he died, justifying it as mercy when they return for the deaf, ill child. The story pivots when Marina discovers Anders Ekman is alive, secretly nursed through his fever by Dr. Swenson. Traveling to Manaus, they witness a harpy eagle carrying a monkey through the canopy, the sight Anders had longed to photograph. Their flight to Minnesota reveals geometric landscapes strangely foreign after the Amazon. At Anders' home, his family rushes out in joyous reunion. Marina, transformed by her journey, quietly tells the taxi driver to continue driving. As the reunion fades in her mirror, she realizes her experience has altered her so profoundly that her former life seems visible but unreachable. In the space between civilization and wilderness, we discover not just what we seek, but who we truly are.